The Book of Baruch. This is the book of Baruch, son of Neriah, son of Mahesiah, son of Zedekiah, son of Hasadiah, son of Hilkiah, written by him in Babylon on the seventh day of the month, in the fifth year after the capture and burning of Jerusalem by the Chaldeans. Baruch read the book aloud to Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and to the whole community assembled to hear it. The nobles, the princes of the royal blood, the elders, and all the people, high and low, in short, all who were living in Babylon by the river Saud, then with tears and fasting they offered their prayers before the Lord. Each of them got together as much money as he could, and this was sent to Jerusalem to the high priest Jehoiakim, son of Hilkiah, son of Shallum, and to the other priests and all the people who were with him there. At the same time, on the tenth day of the month, of Sivan, Baruch took the vessels belonging to the house of the Lord, which had been looted from the temple, and returned to him them to the land of Judah. These were the silver vessels which Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, had made. After King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon deported Jeconiah from Jerusalem and carried him off to Babylon, along with the rulers, craftsmen, nobles, and the common people, they sent this message: "The money we are sending you is to be used to buy whole offerings, sin offerings, and frankincense, and to provide grain offerings. You are to offer them on the altar of the Lord our God, with prayers for King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and for his son Belshazzar, that their life may last as long as the heavens are above the earth. So the Lord will strengthen us and bring light to our eyes, and we shall live under the protection of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and of Belshazzar his son. We shall give them service for many a day and find favor with them. Pray also for us to the Lord our God, because we have sinned against him, and to this day the Lord's anger and wrath have not been averted from us. You shall read this book we are sending to you, and on the feast day and throughout the festal season make confession in the Lord's house, in these words: the right is on the side of the Lord our God. The shame, now as ever, belongs to us, the men of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem, to our kings and rulers, our priests and prophets, and to our forefathers. We have sinned against the Lord and disobeyed him. We paid no heed to the voice of the Lord our God and did not conform to the laws he laid down for us. We have been disobedient to the Lord our God from the day he brought our forefathers out of Egypt until now. We have thoughtlessly disregarded his voice. So we find ourselves in the grip of adversity, suffering under the curse which the Lord commanded his servant Moses to pronounce, when he led our forefathers out of Egypt to give us a land flowing with milk and honey, as it still is today. Moreover, we refused to hear the Lord our God speaking in all the words of the prophets he sent us. We went our own way, each to follow the promptings of his wicked heart, to serve other gods, and to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. The Lord has made good the warning he gave to us about our judges in Israel, about our kings and rulers and the people of Israel and Judah. Under the whole heaven no such things have been done as were done in Jerusalem. They fulfilled what was foretold in the law of Moses, that we should eat the flesh of our children, one his own son and another his own daughter. The Lord made our nation subject to all the kingdoms round about, to all the people among whom he had scattered us. Our name was a byword, our land a wilderness. Instead of rising high, our nation sank low, because in disregarding his voice we sinned against the Lord our God. The right is on the side of the Lord our God. The shame, now as ever, belongs to us and to our forefathers. All those disasters of which the Lord gave us warning have come upon us, and yet we did not entreat the Lord to turn each one of us from the thoughts of his wicked heart. The Lord has kept strict watch and brought the disasters on us. In all that he has done to us, he is just. Yet we did not heed his warning, nor did we conform to the laws he laid down for our guidance. Lord God of Israel, who brought your people out of Egypt by a strong hand, with signs and portents, with great power and arm uplifted, winning for yourself a name that lives on to this day. Now, Lord our God, we have broken all your commandments by our sin, our godlessness, and our injustice. Turn your anger away from us, for we are left few in number among the heathen where you have scattered us. Listen, Lord, to our prayer and supplication. Deliver us for your own sake, and grant us favor with those who have taken us into exile, so that the whole world may know that you are the Lord, our God, and yours is the name by which Israel and his posterity are called. Lord, look down from your holy dwelling place and take thought for us. Incline your ear to us, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. The dead are in their graves, all breath gone from their bodies, and they cannot sing the Lord's praises or applaud his justice. It is the living, mourning, and their fall from greatness, walking the earth bent and enfeebled, with eyes dimmed and with failing appetite. It is they, Lord, who will sing your praises and applaud your justice. Not for any righteous deeds of our forefathers and our kings do we lay before you our plea for pity. Lord, our God, you have vented on us that anger and wrath of which you warned us through your servants. These are the words of the Lord. Bow your shoulders and serve the king of Babylon, and you will remain in the land that I gave to your fathers. But if you ignore the Lord's command to serve the king of Babylon, then I shall banish from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the sound of joy and gladness, the voices of bridegroom and bride. The whole land will lie waste and abandoned. When we went against your command to serve the king of Babylon, you made good the warning given through your servants the prophets. The bones of our kings and their forefathers have been brought out from their resting place, thrown down and exposed to the scorching heat by day and the frost by night. And they died a painful death by famine, sword, and pestilence. And because of the wickedness of Israel and Judah, the house that bears your name has become what it is today. Yet, Lord our God, you have shown us all your wonted forbearance and all your great mercy. This is as you promised through your servant Moses on the day you commanded him to write down your law in the presence of the Israelites, when you said, "If you will not heed what I say, this great swarming multitude will be reduced to a mere handful among the heathen, where I shall scatter them. I know this stubborn people will not listen to me, but in the land of their exile they will come to their right mind, and know that I am the Lord their God. I shall give them a mind to understand, and ears to hear. They will praise me in the land of their exile, and turn their thoughts to me, recalling how their forefathers sinned against the Lord. They will repent of their stubbornness and their wicked practices. Then I shall bring them again to the land that I swore to give to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they will rule over it. I shall increase their number. They will never dwindle away. I shall enter into an everlasting covenant with them, that I become their God and they become my people. Never again shall I remove my people Israel from the land that I have given them. Lord Almighty, God of Israel, to you the soul in anguish and the fainting spirit cry out, hear and have mercy, Lord, for we have sinned against you. You are enthroned forever, and we are forever passing away. Now, Lord Almighty God of Israel, hear the prayer of the men of Israel and the sons of those who sinned against you. They did not heed the voice of the Lord their God, and so we are in the grip of adversity. Do not call to mind the misdeeds of our forefathers, but remember at this time your power and your name, for you are the Lord our God, and we shall praise you, Lord. It is for this that you have put into our hearts the fear of you, to make us call on your name, and we shall praise you in our exile, for we have renounced all the wrongdoings of our forefathers who sinned against you. Today we are exiled in lands where you have scattered us. You have made us a byword and a curse, to be punished for all the sins of our forefathers, who rebelled against Israel, listen to the life-giving commandments. Hear and learn understanding. Why is it, Israel, that you are in your enemy's country, grown old in a foreign land? Why have you shared defilement with the dead, and been numbered among those that lie in the grave? Because you have forsaken the fountain of wisdom. If only you had walked in God's ways, you would have lived in peace forever. Where is understanding? Where is strength? Where is intelligence? Learn that, and you will know where are length of days and life, where happiness and peace. Who has discovered wisdom's dwelling place? Who has entered her treasure house? Where are the rulers of the nations now? Where are those who had lordship over the earth's wild beasts, those who made their sport with the birds of the air? Where are the hoarders of silver and gold, in which men put their trust, those whose greed knew no limit. Where are the silversmiths with their patient skill and the secrets of their craft? They have vanished, gone down to the grave, and others have arisen to take their place. The light of day dawned on a later generation. They dwelt in the land, but they did not learn the way of knowledge or discover its paths. They did not lay hold of it. Their children went far astray. Wisdom was not heard of in Canaan or seen in Teman. Hagar's descendants who sought for knowledge on earth, the merchants of Meron and Teman, the storytellers, the seekers after understanding, not one of them discovered the way of wisdom or had any recollection of her paths. Israel, how great is God's dwelling place! How vast the extent of his domain! Great and boundless it is, lofty and immeasurable. There, of old, the giants were born, a famous race, mighty in stature, skilled in war, but those were not chosen by God or shown the way of knowledge. Their race perished for lack of insight. They perished in their folly. Has anyone gone up to heaven and gained wisdom and brought her down from the clouds? Has anyone crossed the sea and found her, or obtained her for fine gold? No one can know the path or conceive the way that will lead to her. Only the omniscient God knows her. The mind of God discovered her. He who established the earth for all time filled it with four-footed animals. He sent forth the light, and it went on its way. He summoned it, and trembling it obeyed. The stars shone in their appointed places and rejoiced. He summoned them, and they answered, "We are ready." And joyfully they shone for their Maker. This is He who is our God. There is none to compare with Him. Every way of knowledge He found out, and gave to Jacob His servant, to Israel whom He loved. After that, wisdom appeared on earth, and lived among men. She is the book of God's commandments, the law that endures forever. All who hold fast to her will live, but those who forsake her will die. Return, you people of Jacob, and lay hold of her. Set your course towards the radiance of her light. Do not yield up your glory to another or your privileges to a foreign nation. Happy are we, Israel, for we know what is pleasing to God. Take heart, my people, who keep Israel's name alive. You were sold to the heathen, but not to be destroyed. Because you excited God's wrath, you were handed over to the foe, for you provoked your Maker by sacrificing not to God but to demons. You forgot the eternal God who nurtured you. You caused sorrow to Jerusalem who fostered you. She saw how God's wrath had befallen you, and said, "Listen, you neighbors of Zion, God has brought on me great grief, for I have witnessed the captivity of my sons and daughters, inflicted on them by the Eternal. With joy I brought them up, but with tears and mourning I watched them go. Let no one exult over me, a widow forsaken by so many, left desolate through the sins of my children." They turned away from the law of God. They would not learn His statutes, nor would they follow His commandments, nor let God guide and train them in His righteousness. Come, you neighbors of Zion, bear in mind the captivity of my sons and daughters, inflicted on them by the Eternal. For He let loose on them a nation from afar, a ruthless nation speaking in a strange tongue. And with no reverence for the old, no pity for the young, they carried off the widow's beloved sons, and left her in loneliness, bereft of her daughters. But I, how can I help you? Only the one who brought the disasters on you can deliver you from the power of your enemies. Go your way, my children, go, for I am left desolate. I have stripped off the robes of peaceful days. I have put on the sackcloth of a suppliant. I shall call to the Eternal as long as I live. Take heart, my children, cry out to God, and He will rescue you from tyranny and from the power of your enemies. I set my hope of your deliverance on the Eternal, the Holy One, your everlasting Savior, has filled me with joy for the mercy soon to be granted you. With mourning and tears I watched you go, but God will give you back to me with gladness and joy forever. As the neighbors of Zion have now seen your captivity, so they will soon witness God's deliverance of you, which will come to you with the great glory and the radiance of the Eternal. My children, endure in patience. The wrath God has brought on you. Your enemy has hunted you down, but soon you will see him destroyed. Soon, put your foot on his neck. My pampered children have trodden rough paths, driven off like a flock seized by raiders. Take heart, my children. Cry out to God, for he who afflicted you will not forget you. Once you were resolved to go astray from God, now with tenfold zeal you must turn back and seek him. He who brought the disasters on you will bring you everlasting joy when he delivers you. Take heart, Jerusalem. He who called you by name will comfort you. Wretched will be those who maltreated you and gloated over your fall. Wretched the cities where your children were slaves. Wretched that city that received your sons. She that rejoiced over your downfall and was jubilant at your ruin. That same city will grieve at her own desolation. I shall strip her of the multitudes that were her boast and turn her pride into grief. Fire. Fire from the eternal will be her doom for many a day, and for a long time to come she will be the haunt of demons. Jerusalem, look eastwards and see the joy that is coming to you from God. They come, the sons from whom you parted. From the east to west they come, assembling at the word of the Holy One, and rejoicing at the glory of God. Jerusalem, strip off your garment of mourning and affliction, and put on forever the glorious majesty, the gift of God. Wrap about you his robe of righteousness, place on your head as the diadem of splendor of the eternal. God will show your radiance to every land under heaven. From him you will receive forever the name, righteous peace, the splendor of godliness. Arise, Jerusalem, stand on the height. Look eastward and see your children assembled. From west to east at the word of the Holy One, rejoice that God has remembered them. They went away from you on foot, led off by their enemies, but God is bringing them home to you, borne aloft in glory, as on a royal throne. All the high mountains and everlasting hills are to be made low as God commanded, and every ravine is to be filled and leveled, that Israel may walk securely in the glory of God, and in the woods, and every fragrant tree will give Israel shade at God's command. He will lead Israel with joy, and by the light of his glory, in the mercy of his right, in the mercy